Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
With 16 seconds to go, he takes the snap, he drops to the knee, and the New England Patriots have won their 500th game as a franchise. They're bound for the divisional round of the AFC playoff tournament with a bye for the ninth straight year. With their win over the New York Jets in resounding fashion, 38-3.
All right, good Monday morning. Solak and Bertrand. No Bertrand. Actually joined today by one of my favorite people in the world. Not one of my favorite teammates, but Ted Radio. Ted Johnson, man. It's good seeing you, buddy.
Zo, what's up, bud?
Looking thick, man. What are you working on now?
Hey, I'm benching about 275, repping it out for about 12 times. Feeling pretty good, buddy. What are you benching these days?
I haven't benched. I mean, I actually sat on a bench while my kids ate ice cream.
That a boy.
It was great.
That a boy.
We're in those little Dippin' Dot joints, you know? You look good, buddy. I'm glad you're back home.
It's good to be here, Zoe. I love that I get to work with you today, man. Yeah. This is a good time, man.
And I'm glad you're going to be part of the Sports Hub moving forward. You're going to film as much as you can. You're back in the area with your kids, and I know that's ultimately the most important thing for you, to get back around the family. It's fantastic, and I think this is perfect for us. They said, do you want to work Monday? You know, and most of the station is off throughout the week. Felger, Maz, awesome. They're heading out to the Winter Classic. Maz just called. They're on their way out there right now. So they'll be broadcasting out there live from South Bend. My brother-in-law, sister-in-law went to Notre Dame just to see that stadium. And hockey rink's going to look like is awesome.
I bet.
Can't wait for that tomorrow on New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everybody.
Absolutely.
And here we are again. Patriots secure another bye. They've had nine of these. Nine straight byes.
Never gets old, does it, buddy?
It's amazing. It's amazing what they've been able to do from a consistency standpoint. And I said, yeah, I'm going to work because Monday, everything's set for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what a weekend of football.
Great weekend of football.
We're going to start with the game from yesterday and your thoughts on the Patriots. Yeah. And I think it's great because you did it from a Houston perspective. And obviously Houston being the number three seed, they're in a mix. You know, you could end up seeing that team. And I know, you know, that team.
Best team that O'Brien's had since he's been there. So I think this is his fifth year. Clearly their best team.
He's got a quarterback now.
Finally. Yeah, they try.
They got some receivers.
They've had so many quarterbacks come through that system, man, and they finally got their guy 2 years ago. They traded up to get Deshaun Watson, made a trade with Cleveland to get up to that 12 spot, got Deshaun Watson. I think he was the third or fourth quarterback taken at that time. He was the fourth maybe quarterback off the board at that time. And, I mean, he came in and just took over. Before I get into all that, real quick, I just want to say that it is. I'm glad that I'm here working with you today. I just want to tell you, I want to give you the lap dance that you just gave me and say you're one of my favorite guys.
I mean,
you're one of my favorite guys. I love the fact that I may be working with you, man. And I will say this, as far as sports radio in this, I did sports radio in Houston. To me, the gold standard is Sports Hub.
Yeah.
The show that you and Mark do is awesome. I love it. I'm a big fan of
it's a different show.
It's a great show.
It's not Felger, man.
It's energy.
It's not touching
Rich. It's fun. Yeah. Both you guys very well. No. And I like the Dark Knight. I mean, AJ and Christian, they do a phenomenal job at night.
How about that, Jim?
I'm a big fan of the Felger and I go way back. Tony and I used to do TV together. Mm. So I'm a big fan of your show, your and Mark's show, so I'm happy to be here.
I'm the king.
You are the king, bro.
I appreciate that. Having said all that,
the Texans, I think like a lot of people are saying, Zoe, is I think the Texans, it's kind of one of those deals you have to, you know, I have to, you know, see it before I believe it. I mean, the Texans come up here, you know, and they pee down their leg more times than not, right?
Right.
I mean, they come up here and they have battled at times in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Defense did some good things.
So if any team, though, it seems like they go for it on fourth down, on fourth and two, when really you probably should punt it away, play the field position game. Bill has the ability to make other coaches panic
all the time
and do a move that they're not used to making, or make a move that they're not used to making in any, you know, football situation. So I told people, I said, Ted did a lot of radio last week. So you're around this team now. You understand the Patriots. You played for them. You understand schemes. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do story time with Ted. We're going to talk football. We're setting the scene for the playoffs. I mean, it's in. I am working today. I said, I requested Ted. I want to do radio with Ted. So give us a call. I mean, lines are open. We're already loading up. 617-779-0985. If you're seeing us on TV, NBC Sports Boston on a simulcast, national TV, check us out there. Don't forget, hit the app, 98.5, the Sports Hub app. It's one of the best apps on the phone. It's simple. It's not a lot. There are no commercials. What you hear on the radio is what you're going to hear on your app. So what do you make of the Patriots at 11-5?
I think there's a lot of good things to take away from this game. Unlike, you know, the previous show with Adam Jones and Christian Arcand, I thought there was a lot of good things to take away from this game. I thought this offense looked about as good as it's looked in a little while. And it was interesting, Zoe. And I watched that game, and I never once thought to myself, these guys missed Josh Gordon. It never even entered my mind. The way that they were so efficient, getting, you know, spreading the ball around, a lot of guys got involved. I mean, Chris Hogan, hello. There he is. He's been on this team for the whole season, but you haven't seen him.
Dorsett's caught 15 straight targets that he's been targeted on, and he has taken basically 11 weeks off. You haven't seen him since week 5. He catches what's thrown at him. And I said this on our show last week. I said, in a weird way, with Gordon,
I think
it's
one of the most efficient connections he has with Philip Dorsett.
Well, he's quicker, and I think he comes out of his breaks better. But the ability of the offense to shift gears. What other team in the league? Like, you watch Kansas City. It's high-flying, down the field. Mm-hmm. Scramble, down the field. How many teams can adapt, run for 273 yards like they did 2 weeks prior with three backs, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you're flexing guys like Burkhead out, throwing the ball to them. The ability of them to switch gears based on whatever game plan dictates what you want to do that specific Sunday or Saturday as these playoffs shake
There's
out.
There's not another team that's been able to do
that's what I was seeing.
Do that like as well as the Patriots do year in, year out.
You're watching Pittsburgh yesterday. They couldn't run the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have Connor. He's not the same guy. You know, Antonio Brown's not playing. Now Ben's trying to force the issue. They struggled against a team that really didn't have a quarterback. You're watching the Ravens and the way they're playing against Cleveland. That's a tight game. Cleveland's not a really good football team, but they're decent. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me the Ravens needed that game? They should have pounded Cleveland at home. That's a team that can't throw the ball. They can run the ball, but they can't throw the ball. And I think there's flaws with all these teams. We've got all six right here. Kansas City. New England has flaws. We'll get to the flaws. Houston. We'll get to a lot of them with you. Baltimore. The Chargers. Colts. Colts could be maybe the most dangerous team in there because Luck's playing like Luck of 3 years ago, which is good for them.
Yeah, start out 1-5. And real quick, you just mentioned Antonio Brown. Did you see what Antonio Brown showed up in the game yesterday? He did not play in yesterday's game because of an injury. He shows up
with
four
coat.
Huh?
His fur coat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
I saw it 2 weeks ago. He was walking out.
He shows up. He's injured, not playing in the game, and he shows up pregame on the sideline in a fur coat.
Have you seen his car?
I haven't.
It's a Bentley, a Steeler helmet. But it has the stripe right down the middle. And it's a Bentley. It's a $350,000 car.
Yo, check me out.
And he rolls up to camp. Google it. He rolls up. He reports to camp. In it. He drives it on game day to the stadium. It's got the Steeler gold stripe right down the middle, and it's got the big emblem on both doors. And he wears
Hey, man. I don't want to hate him. The guy's a hell of a player, but come on, man. Antonio Brown showed up in a fur coat. Bro, that's what I tweeted out yesterday. I'm like, that's kind of the reason why the Patriots or the Steelers will never beat the Patriots in a meaningful game. I mean, it's just a side thing. But
that's the point. I mean,
right?
4 weeks ago, as glum as it seemed, you know, they returned that kick against down in Miami. By the way, Gase is fired. It's Black Monday. We'll be bringing you all the updates. There are 8 job openings in the National Football League.
That's crazy.
Which is amazing to me.
You mentioned the Colts, though. I didn't mean to get off course with Antonio Brown.
I'm trying to stay on track. I came in, Jim. Came in with notes today. I got stuff taped over here.
It's amazing.
I'm sitting in a big boy chair.
It's impressive.
And he's doing what I do to Bertrand. This is good.
Just real quick, both of the Colts start off 1-5, and they have turned it around. They look legit, Scott. I mean, that team looks like. I mean, they finally got a defense.
But see, that's the thing. Everybody wants to talk about their offense. The defense is young. They've rebuilt that team and have turned it around because of their defense.
Big time.
Yeah.
They haven't had a defense there for a long time, man. And they haven't had an offensive line there for a long time, and they finally got that too, man. So they can run the ball, and they protect Andrew Luck finally. He needed
that. But off of you saying, you know, Billy O'Brien's got his best team he's had in Houston, how much are they crapping their pants that, oh, boy, we drew them. We drew the Colts.
Yeah,
it's tough playing a team three times a year.
Yeah, because they split the series 1-1 with the Colts this year. The Texans did. They barely had beat them at home for their first win in week 4 in overtime. And so they had to pull it out of their butts just to beat them the first time. Then they got beat by them in Indianapolis about a month ago. I think they're worried. I think they're very worried because Andrew Luck's playing at the level that he played at when he first got into this league. And he's got weapons. He's got finally a tight end and Eric Ebron. They got a balanced attack. They got one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. And again, like you mentioned, they have a legit defense, and they all are, you know, believe in their coach. You know, Frank Reich that came in this year.
Right.
So that team is, I think they've won 9 out of their last 11. So they're on fire right now. And as you know, of all the different sports, I think the one sport where you can kind of hang your hat on momentum being a factor in the playoffs is in the NFL. I think teams that are playing the best at the end of the season, that momentum carries off into the playoffs.
Turnovers. I've never been a part of anything during playoffs where a turnover can change the course of a game. We'll get into all that. Also, schedule is out for next year. Not the schedule, but the home and away opponents for the Patriots next year, which is pretty darn good if you're a season ticket holder. We'll give you all that later. Firings across the board. There are 8 job openings. We're going to take you right up to 2 o'clock. And the Pitt Panthers.
One of those firings.
Dan Marino uniforms are going to play Stanford in Sun Bowl. We'll take you right into that game. But load your calls up right now, 617-779-0985. How to feel about your Patriots? Schedule is what it is. You finished out the season with 2 straight wins. Ran the ball 2 weeks ago. You threw the ball yesterday. Defense is coming around. I want Ted to get into more about this defense, what he sees in the front, and what it's like having a guy like Stephon Gilmore who can take away the number one target. We'll get into all your calls next right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Darnold with a handoff to McGuire, starts to run right. Ball's punched out. It's picked up by Devin McCourty across the 20-yard line. And he'll carry it with several teammates giving him an assist. Backpedaling inside the 10. McCourty with the scoop. Tackle to the Jets 8.
Oh, Flowers. Trey Flowers, man. I'm telling you, this guy's going to get paid when this year's over. Whether it's here or somewhere else. And I sure as heck hope it's here. It's sad that when you make that comment about Trey Flowers, that I preface it with, I hope it's here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
you've been part of the money game here. I've been part of the money game here.
I feel like
different regime, of course.
If he's on the team this far in the season and hasn't been re-signed, chances are he's not going to be re-signed here.
You got a team like the Jets that he just created havoc with their down linemen. So there's the Jets sitting there with $106 million to spend in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Geez, we got this guy, Trey Flowers. We've got to play against him twice a year and kills us every time we do this. And we've paid guys like Williams and Muhammad Wilkerson, Muhammad, $14 million, $15 million. Give this kid $10, $12 million. And why don't they, you know.
But he's so perfect for this team, though, Zoe. Like, I look at Trey Flowers. Isn't this a guy, a Belichick guy?
Oh,
he does He does all the dirty work. He does a few things really pretty good.
Yeah.
Where you can put him inside, outside. I mean, he's got a knack for getting the ball out. I mean, the way he punches at that ball. I mean, he forced a fumble yesterday.
He's an end.
Bill
talked about that after the game. He's an end, and he played predominantly on the left side yesterday, but they kicked him inside.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to move people around, and they're calling it that playground defense where
the amoeba front thing.
Yeah. You guys have ran that in the past, and why do you?
What's
the concept of moving around? Is it to confuse who?
It's to confuse the offensive line, and it's to create this illusion of pressure that maybe isn't going to even be there on the quarterback. And that believe it or not, all those guys, those D linemen and line, it's really one D lineman and a lot of linebackers all up on the line of scrimmage, moving around, down in their 3 points. Most guys are up in their 2 point, in and out of different gaps, so that it creates a confusion at the snap of the ball. And that was what we were doing. Rack was doing that in those 2003-04 championship teams. Is that amoeba front? Because
you guys got the Bledsoe when
he's in Buffalo.
He got traded to Buffalo.
Yeah,
that's the first time we saw
But you have to have versatile players. I mean, Vrabel, versatile. Teddy, versatile. Roman Pfeiffer, versatile. Guys, Willie McGinnis, versatile. Guys that can not only – those guys are all pass rushers.
Do you see that in Van Noy, the versatility? Not to the extent of that. Like, Ninkovich at the beginning, you didn't see it. And then Rob became one hell of a guy.
Yeah. I feel like to some degree, Van Noy is like a poor man's Nink a little
bit. He
doesn't
have the power.
He doesn't. He's not a big guy.
No, he's not. He walks down the street. You walk right by him.
Yeah. So at the point of attack, sometimes, look, does he do a good job of setting the edge? Yeah. But, I mean, he's just sometimes he can get overpowered out there. Mm. You know, when they play inside, he can get overpowered on the inside, too, because he's just not a big guy. But can he do, you know, a lot of what Bill wants him to do? Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, I think this defense in general, I've been critical of this defense, and a big part of that is because the fact that they haven't been able to stop the run. They have the last 2 weeks. Whenever they get into the playoffs, a good running team, I just worry about them being able to hold up against the run. But I feel like Belichick, Scott, over, you know, since the time I retired in 05 till now, puts less and less importance on run defense. I don't feel like it's one of those things where he's like, you know what, we got to have a top seven run defense.
The game's changed.
The game's changed so much.
If you're not if you're not 13 personnel, meaning you have one back, three wide receivers.
Yeah, so here's the old guy.
Tight ends have changed. Look at the Kelseys of the world. Like, you, 30% of being a tight end now, okay, we hope you can block.
Right.
You know, there aren't many good blocking tight ends. That's why Dwayne Allen's got a spot on his team, because he's strictly a blocker.
You know, I think was maybe one of the first tight ends to kind of where Belichick, we'd watch film on the Denver Broncos, though, and he'd be like, Shannon Sharp, he's not a tight end.
No.
He's a receiver lined up at the tight end.
About Kelce when we
did
Kelce
minute.
Stuff.
Yeah. I'd be like, wait a minute. No, coach, he's lined up as a tight end. He's not a tight end. He's a receiver. And I'd be like, okay, he's lined up. So he, you know, Shannon Sharp was one of those guys that was kind of like that hybrid.
Yeah.
And now Gonzalez and Kelce and Gronk is kind of, that's, you're right, the game has changed. So me, the old meathead hammerhead, is like, why can't we stop the run? Well, it's not as important anymore, right, like it used to be.
Right. All right, let's get to your calls. It's Saturday, your Patriots, your number two seed. Who do you want to see in the playoffs? We'll get to all those games. Times for all those. Let's go to, longest order way, let's go to Jordan. Down in Fall River. What's up, Jordan?
The river.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good.
Huge fan of the both of you. So this team's very unrecognizable this year, right? But it's good to see them beat up on the Jets. And I'm feeling real good for the playoffs, right? But
okay, so you like the way that they finished with a little pop. I mean, they didn't beat the Jets 20-17 to finish out the year.
No, I love the way the defense played.
Okay.
They've been playing pretty good at home. But I absolutely love the way the defense played, and Brady looked pretty good. Other than that big, the ball that went over Hogan's head about 10 yards.
Yeah, that was his worst throw of the day.
But he was good.
Happened before,
was good.
For whatever reason, and Jordan, thanks for the call there. You know, the red zone stuff with Hogan, where Brady's been so good with that in the past, where, you know, he could read Chris on the quick breakouts, the back end line stuff. He air mailed him in Miami, and that was sort of one of those duck throws he got criticized for.
Yeah.
So I think that's more of a leg issue. Yesterday was not a leg issue. He didn't get through it, and I think air mailed that thing right over the goalpost. But I still think, you know, the balls to Hogan, the outs, you know how hard those throws are for quarterbacks, 5-yard catches, 8-yard catches, and then you start dosing in Dorsett. And now all of a sudden you start flexing out James White, which you haven't done for 4 weeks.
Rex Burkhead?
Yeah, Burkhead. The vertical to Burkhead I thought was Brady's best.
Beautiful.
In December.
Oh, my God.
I know Jones got all over me. And I'm glad he did, because the throw to Cordero Patterson
was
on
pretty
that
sweet.
Post, that was his best throw, because that was technically the month of December.
In Miami.
Of the week. Yes.
That baby was – that was one of his best throws.
But those
right.
two type of throws.
Same kind of route, though, right? It was a seam route
in
the slot.
And the ball's got to be gone. It's a quick short five, boom, back foot hits, and it's gone. So, but the defense, man, second half Pittsburgh. Halftime from the Pittsburgh game on. And I know you played two bad divisional teams, and it is what it is. But you kept them out of the end zone, except for that junk touchdown against Buffalo at the end of the game when you're in prevent. The defense has pretty much put a goose egg on the board for the last, you know, 10 quarters of football.
You know what, Zoe? I feel like a kind of a shift in philosophy happened at the bye week. You know, you saw with the Patriots, they come out of the bye week, and what were they doing defensively against the Jets out of the bye week? They started blitzing. I mean, they started pinning their ears back, and Brian Flores started turning up the heat. And I feel like you have to do that. When you have a front seven, let's face it, this isn't one of the best front sevens the Patriots have had in a long time.
Yeah.
And so I think what you have to do, you can't just sit back in 34 cover two and let them kind of dink and dunk, because you don't have the horses. You got to manufacture pressure. So he was dialing up the blitzes in that Jets game. And he has, you know, he did it for the Jets game. He did it for the Miami game. And then he kind of got away from the Pittsburgh game. In the last two games, Buffalo and the Jets game yesterday, he is dialing up pressures. And that's huge because I think when even when you're not pressuring, but as much as they're pressuring, particularly on third down, the quarterback's feeling like, okay, they're coming. Here they come, even though it's a three- or four-man front. And so it's created, I think, you know, this thing in the quarterback's minds where it's like, all right, pressure's coming, even maybe when it's not, because Brian Flores is
– Patricia wouldn't do that. Patricia would not do that. That's the biggest difference is they'll roll the dice with Patricia – with Flores as we start advancing.
Why cover zero stuff, man? Safeties in the middle of the field?
I think they cover zero against Aaron Rodgers. I'm like up there calling a game. Like, I can't believe
nobody does that.
You've got Cobb, you've got Devontae Adams out there, and you're in cover zero.
Yeah,
you know, with Jason McCourty out there on him, with a rookie and J.C. Jackson out there. They've never done that before, and that's some of the things I think they're advancing, and maybe it's going to help them as you move forward. Let's go to Andy in Bellingham. You're up next on the Sports Hub. What's up?
Hey guys, Ted. Thanks for filling in. Two things. First of all, Zolli, I owe you an apology. A couple years ago, I showed up to your house to repair a garage door, but the thing was, I was at the wrong address, and so I never got a chance to apologize, and you were great about it. You said, you know what, you guys are crazy. We had the shirts on, it said, do your job. You said, that house is down there, so that's that story.
Wait, why are you don't have to apologize.
You've been thinking about that for 2 years, man.
I was like,
that's awesome.
I get some sidewalk down in my garage. Do you know how to kill woodpeckers?
Have you ever had a woodpecker
problem in your house?
Never had a woodpecker
problem. Break through your house.
Really?
Protected species.
They're like great.
My two biggest nemesis, sharks in the water, the great white, I think you should eliminate them, and woodpeckers, I think should be able to be eliminated.
Okay, all right.
But they're protected.
I love the shark dog, by the way. But we digress.
we're many months from summer. What else you got, Andy? Inconsistencies with the team.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I unfortunately just lost my father the other day. We've been sitting down talking the rest of the thank you for the season. We were talking and we've been watching the Pats for a long time and we've been sold, you know, we're just spoiled, but usually at some point in the season we say, okay, something's clicking and we got this, and we both never felt that way this year. We just didn't have that. That being said, after yesterday's game, even though it's the Jets, you just kind of got that feeling like, you know what? They could make a run here. I mean, agree, disagree. I'm going to hang up, let you guys do your thing. I appreciate taking the call.
To your point, I think you bring up a good point there as far as what's their identity? Do you have to have an identity? Do any of these teams in the playoffs, these six teams that you're going to put, the five teams you're going to potentially face, what is their identity? This says it better than anything. The Patriots are 0-5 versus teams. Their five losses have come against teams that are not going to the playoffs. They are 4-0 versus teams that are going to the playoffs. You can't get a bigger roller coaster year than that.
That's true.
You really can't.
That's true. But I think he's right. Look, I know, I mean, some people are going to say it's the Jets. They didn't have anything to play for, rookie quarterback. I don't care, man. You know how hard it is to win. They get paid too.
I like Sam Darnold.
They're pros.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold was playing great when they came in here. I think as far as like you want to talk about just a tune-up before the playoffs.
Yeah.
You want to see, if Belichick's like, I want to see what this offense, the potential of this offense is. Last game of the regular season before we enter the playoffs, let's see what this thing can do. I think it showed that they can do a lot, man. I mean, the fact that the ball was getting distributed like it was, the fact that Rex Burkhead was getting involved not only in the running game but in the passing game. Look, I know the running game maybe wasn't as great yesterday, but, man, that running game to me, hey, let's go back in time, Zoe. Let's go back in time, and let's run 21 personnel. Let's bring out the fullback, and let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing, man. I mean, the fact that they play 21 personnel with James Devlin, he's a spark, man. That 21 personnel, when they come in there.
He should have gone to the Pro Bowl. I'm sorry. He should be a Pro Bowler this year. I thought this is the best year he's had.
Absolutely, he should have been. He had a phenomenal year, I thought.
All right, I want to talk about Tom Brady next and how important it was for Brady to play in the manner in which he played yesterday moving forward for teams that are going to face he and Belichick together. Because is that mystique still there, the Brady-Belichick combo, but specifically Brady yesterday? We're going to get into that next. Your phone, 617-779-0985. The Silver Fox, Sean Silver's got your Hub headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
It was a blowout at Gillette Stadium yesterday. 38-3, the Patriots trampled the Jets to lock up the number 2 seed and first-round bye in the AFC playoffs. Tom Brady with 4 touchdowns, each to a different receiver. Pats will host a 1 o'clock home game on Sunday, January 13th. The rest of the league's playoff picture is set. In the AFC, the Colts punched their postseason ticket via a 33-17 win over the Titans last night. They'll play at Houston next weekend. Meanwhile, the Ravens held off Steelers in the AFC North with their win over Cleveland. They will host the Chargers. NFC, the Eagles are in. They got some help from the Bears, who bounced the Vikings. Philly will be at Chicago next weekend. The other matchup will feature the Cowboys hosting the Seahawks. Head coach comings and goings. Marvin Lewis's 16-year run in Cincinnati has reportedly come to a close. Adam Gase also reportedly out in Miami. Same with Vance Joseph in Denver, Todd Bowles in New York, and Dirk Cutter in Tampa Bay. Cardinals coach Steve Wilks says he expects to meet the Axe. There are also reports that the Broncos, Browns, and Packers have requested permission to speak with the Patriots' Brian Flores. Green Bay also requesting permission to interview Josh McDaniels. The Raiders reportedly hiring Mike Mayock as their general manager. Bruins moved indoors for practice today in South Bend due to rain in advance of the Winter Classic. And the Celtics wrapping up a 3-game road trip tonight in San Antonio. Our pregame coverage, 6:30 on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. Sports Hub headlines powered by the Oakers Company, trusted technology partner of local schools, universities, government, and businesses for over 97 years. Get technology for tomorrow at Oakers.com. I'm Sean Silver at Boston Over Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 11 o'clock.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Brady under center. It's a second down and short from the 5. Brady drops back, moves up, throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. He finds his go-to guy, Julian Edelman. With an exclamation point.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C.
I mean, he used to listen to Jay-Z a lot. He made PSA his stadium entrance song. It's been going on for 19 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. Did you know him to be a big Jay-Z guy?
No, I didn't know that.
It's kind of weird. He has some different music, man. You sit there and you hear him listening to Four Non Blondes and then just kind of weird stuff. I don't know. But, boy.
You have some of the best music taste ever, though, man. I'm not going to lie.
That's why we do that on a show.
Totally side note. It's like, I think you would enjoy going to a Bruins game because all the songs they play at the Bruins game. Beastie Boys all day at a Bruins game.
Play the hits, man.
Play the hits, man.
I put out a tweet the other day, Springsteen Blows, which I truly do believe he does in live. I'm a guy that likes live shows. I like to be entertained. Was thoroughly not entertained.
You're saying
show.
That Bruce actually, Springsteen is not good.
Play the hits. Play the hits. Okay. Yeah, he gets into this. You have to be, what I've learned, and I'm not being critical of him, it's the people that, they bow down to him and this, just get off his tip for a second, man.
I had a guy that I worked with in Houston and went to he's been to his concert over 50 times in his lifetime. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They travel. 50 they go overseas. They'll go down and pay top dollar, $4,000 for tickets to see him on Broadway.
I don't get it.
It's the storytelling and the folklore. Okay. Because who's that guy? Matt McCarthy works for us. Changed his life when he heard. He said he was 12 when he heard Born to Run, and it changed his life. What the F are you doing at 12?
I liked Matt too. Now I hear that story. I'm not so sure about it.
Right? A little bit.
I don't
care how much you love
it. A little bit
guy.
Of a throwback guy.
I like bands. No band has ever changed my life.
That's right.
Okay?
I agree.
And not especially when you're 12. What are you playing with Legos that he told you not to play with? Or maybe you're playing with yourself. Who knows?
Poor bastard. He's not here to defend himself, right. But I'm kind of with you on this.
Oh, I got hammered for it on Twitter. And I'll tell you what. Then you go back and scroll through it. 65% of the people, the reactions and the tweets favored me in my comments regarding the show, because the show to me is not entertaining. I walked out of it. I was bored. But what I wasn't bored with yesterday was Tom Brady playing the way he played in the pocket. I thought it was so
damn skippy,
so important for him to come out and play crisp, decisive football. And I say that because the way the first half unraveled for him down in Miami, very un-Brady-like. We don't even need to get into it. We did that for hours and days after that game. I just thought going into the playoffs as the final game, as the final product as to what you're going to see and whatever the three teams that you're going to be able to play has to prepare for you. You now have to look at him dispersing the football to 8 different receivers yesterday. the amount of people that touched it. Now a guy like Philip Dorsett, who, holy crap, we haven't seen him on film. But, yeah, Brady trusts him in key spots to go to him. They got Tom Brady on rollouts now. Mm-hmm. Brady in the pocket. Brady rolling out. Brady attacking the line of scrimmage. Crisp, quick decisions, back foot hits, balls out. That's the Patriot offense. Mm-hmm. I thought Josh McDaniels' game plan was fantastic.
I loved it, so.
But I think it helped the quarterback. And I think he looked like he was moving better yesterday. There's something. He said he's healthy. He said he's 100%. He had 133.8 quarterback rating, which I can't stand. I hate the quarterback rating statistic. I think it's one of the worst things in football. You want to tell me a guy's stats? Does he get the damn team in the end zone? Does he win games? Mm-hmm. And that's what he did yesterday. Four touchdowns, 250 yards. And this is after they ran the ball. See, people thought, oh, crap, we don't have the same Brady. They have to run the ball. They ran it for 273 yards a week ago. They got to run it down the Jets' throat again, and they're going to have to run it in the playoffs at home because the weather's going to be bad. I think the way Brady played yesterday – and put an exclamation point on the end of the year as far as you grade him out. Probably graded out at 98% yesterday. That errant throw to Hogan, throwing another bad decision somewhere, maybe a bad run check. Who knows? But they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
They had to throw it yesterday, and they threw it quite well.
I thought the offense looked great, Zoe. Just, I'm piggybacking off of what you're saying. I thought they looked excellent. Oh, it's the Jets, Zoe. It's the Jets, Ted. I don't care, man. It's an NFL football team out there, and they looked good. And don't forget, I mean, it's the second game they've played without Josh Gordon. I mentioned that earlier in the show. I didn't think about Josh Gordon one time. Like, they're missing Josh Gordon. You had Chris Hogan, who had 7 catches in 7 games leading up into this game, who had a breakout game. You know, he had 6 catches. Philip Dorsett had 5 catches. Right. They're spreading the ball. Rex Burkhead had a catch. I mean, so if the timing, I thought everything looked in sync. I mean, the way that they do all the screens and the play action game was on fire yesterday. I don't care if it's the Jets. The offense looked like a well-oiled machine. And you talk about getting it in the end zone.
Yeah.
This team is historically very good in the red zone and on third down. This year, not so much. But yesterday, they killed it on third down. The Patriots were, I think, over 45% on third down.
The short yardage,
and then they got in the end zone
too,
four
though.
Times.
Yeah. Do you have a stopwatch on that phone? Jim, Blair in Maine, when we put him up, how many seconds does he get? 10? 30? The Beatle actually gives him 30 seconds? All right, Ted, one of the best callers ever to the station. Here's Blair in Maine. He's got 30 seconds. Go, right, Blair.
Hey, was it a cakewalk yesterday, or was it just fun to watch? I think it was great, man. What's up, Zoe?
Hi, Blair. How are you?
How you doing? I'm up in Colorado still. Gonna come back after a snowy day. I'm coming back on Wednesday. I'm going to be back Thursday, actually.
Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're up next on the Sports Up. How are you, Dan?
Out of breath.
I'm doing good. Hey, Zoe. Ted,
follow that.
Nice to hear you. If I never get a chance to talk to you again, I sincerely hope your post-career health is good, because I know all those concussions. I just think of you, unfortunately. It's one of those guys
that gets
all wrong. Yeah, I'm sure whatever reported concussions you had, times two, but like I said, continue great health. Real quick, you're talking about Kelce and just tight ends.
Yeah.
I can't get this off my mind because his career is finishing now. He's 10 years too early for his career, but if Ben Watson was 2014, 4.435 speed, he would be a terror in today's NFL.
Have you watched him at all with the Saints?
Yeah, he still looks pretty good.
He's got a nice little roll going on down there. He doesn't catch the ball a lot, but when he does, they get him vertical. He could still play.
Vernon Davis was another guy, you know, about 10 years too early.
Yep,
so, hey, real quick, I just want to talk about Josh McDaniels. I was really surprised. I know it's early, but they were saying that the Browns are going after Flores as opposed to McDaniels for a head coach just to talk to. Mm-hmm. I would think with Baker Mayfield, and he's from Ohio area anyway, that is exactly where Josh McDaniels needs to be. That is it. Talk to you later, guys.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That's interesting based on the way the league's trending right now. Jim, we're talking on the way in as far as the 12 head coaches that are in the NFL playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think are offensive-minded head coaches? Without going through the list, just you think it's like split in half?
I would think it's 80% offense.
That's a pretty good guess. That's a pretty good guess because you got Pete Carroll and you got Bill Belichick. Do you put John Harbaugh? John Harbaugh is a former special teams guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
He hangs his hat on defense.
They're sort of diverse. Right? I'd throw Baltimore in that diverse category. Mm-hmm. Not strictly offense, not strictly defense. They're just solid in all three phases. This game's trending in the area where you know, it's so much is predicated on high flying and offensive production and that why aren't defensive coordinators or defensive-minded head coaches? And it's the college game. I blame the college game and the way that game's structured. And you look at those bowl games the other day, and you got national championship games. That's 45-34. That shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't happen. Back when you played in Colorado, I'm at Maryland. You're watching Orange Bowl games with teams like Penn State, Alabama, Georgia. Those games are 21-14, 21-17. That's good football.
Yeah.
What we watched Saturday was not good football to me.
Well, I'm a big fan of slowing the game down.
Yeah.
Not spreading it out, but that's me. I like fighting in a phone booth too. So the way they spread it out now, you're right. It is a different game. And sometimes I just wonder if defense is optional. I was doing radio in Houston. I covered Wade Phillips and his theory.
Love Wade.
Wade's the best, isn't he?
Yeah,
great guy.
We'll pick Wade's. We'll pick your brain about Wade here.
Okay,
we're up against it.
This is what he'd say real quick. He'd say, you know what? We'll stop the run on our way to the quarterback. That was what he said. I thought, damn, that's kind of a lot of the mentality now for a lot of these D quarterbacks. I think, we'll stop the run on the way to the quarterback. It's more about getting pressure on the quarterback than it is maybe playing this complete kind of defense where it's, you know, where
he seems like he knows how to pick his personnel, fits his system, and they play with reckless abandon. Akeem Talib type players. That team he had in Denver when they won the Super Bowl with Peyton. We'll get into all that, but we're loaded on the phones. Your calls all next on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Illek and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. On 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
All right, getting right back to your calls as promised. Don't forget the number, 617-779-0985. If you can't get in, keep trying to call. Hit us on the app, 98.5, the Sports Hub app. If you're on vacation, not a lot of people working. A lot of people listen to us outside of this
There's
state.
Nobody on the roads today, man. I got here in no time.
I got here in 7 minutes. This is great working from here. Just aesthetically, it's not the most pleasing room to work in, but we make do with what
close
we have.
Close from to your house. I can't believe you're still living in that same house. I loved your house, man. You had a great house.
I did, man. My mom loved my house, too, because you were one of the people that always just sit there and talk to my mom. We would all be partying in the basement after games.
I loved your family.
And you'd sit there and talk to my mother for 4 hours upstairs.
I found her more interesting than the rest of you jamokes. So, I mean,
my sister's down the floor. She said tell you hi, too.
She's the best. She's a sweetheart, man. It was good to see her in Houston a couple years ago.
Super Bowl. That's good.
Great time, man. Nice. She's a sweetheart, man.
All right, let's go to Dan in the car. You're up next on the Sports Hub. What do you got, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, bud.
Happy New Year. Wish you both a healthy one.
Same to you.
So a couple quick questions. Between the 3-4 and 5 seeds, the possible matchups for the divisional round, just wondering what you guys think is our most favorable opponent. And then just looking back on last year, I remember going to the Super Bowl, and a buddy of mine asked me what I thought the key to the game was, and I said the defense needs to hold up. Obviously, they didn't. So I just want to see what you guys think the key to the success for the playoffs will be for the Patriots this season, if it's the defense again, and just kind of looking to see what you guys think as we look forward to 2 weeks from now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks for the call. I think they have problems interior. Wise on the defense, you know, just based on how they've been shuffling people. Mm-hmm. You know, Danny Shelton was down for a couple weeks. He's back active. Malcolm Brown, he was supposed to be the guy to replace Vince and do what Vince does.
Not quite. Not quite measuring
when
up.
When you're a linebacker, and I think this is where Landon Roberts or other guys say they kick Van Noy inside or they bring Chung down in the box, will have trouble if your job up front, talk about being a two-gap player. Mm-hmm. Can you be a guy that can, in essence, fill a hole, hold two guys there and allow linebackers to do their jobs? I think sometimes these guys get picked off because whether it's Shelton, whether it's Brown, and sometimes Guy, and I know Guy's played well and he's had a good year, you know, are getting picked off and they're allowing, you know, those guards, those pulling guard centers up to double team and picking off linebackers 4 yards deep. Yeah. How hard is it when you don't have a good nose?
Ooh, well, you don't want your defensive lineman getting pushed back into into your lap, man. We had I don't want to say his name, but we had a defensive lineman one time. They got driven back so far, and somebody in the defensive meeting rooms asked him what coverage he was in. I mean, he was literally like 10 yards down.
You
the
say
field.
The name.
I don't want to say the name. I won't say the name. But
that's why you got to write a book. You can put all this stuff in a book, man.
You wrote a book, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can I get an autograph signed book from you?
Yeah, go buy one.
Okay, go buy it.
It's like pretty. You want to know what's in it? Go buy it.
All right, buddy. Fair enough. I love it. You know, but the defensive line, as far as because these linebackers for the Patriots, I just think they're undersized, right? I mean, and it's they're not for a reason.
Man.
They're there to kind of run sideline to sideline. They're more versatile. So you need defensive linemen that'll hold up and keep those offensive linemen off the linebackers. I think they're a little suspect there. Malcolm Brown, look, I think Lawrence Guy is a good player, but is he a dominant run defender? So those linebackers, I think they get swallowed up a lot of times. And there's seams in the there's lanes and there's seams there. Because they don't press the line of scrimmage. And so when we played in a 3-4 with Rack, it was all about building a wall, setting the edge. And then you have defensive linemen that are big SOBs. They can hunker down in there. Linebackers that were big enough to come in there, press the line of scrimmage, and you created this wall. It's different. Different types of players that play at linebacker now in general in the NFL. So you don't have those big thumpers to close those lanes and create eliminate those seams, if you will.
All right, so let's start with the matchup. So our first wild card game from the AFC perspective takes place Saturday, and that one's at 4:35. It's Colts at Texans.
The Texans always have that first Saturday wild card game.
First opportunity to get popped. Well, you got to be there. You got to be in it, man.
Because they haven't been ready for prime time, man.
Thank you.
They have not been ready for prime time.
We were talking.
They're different though, because of Deshaun Watson. Maybe. I love Bill O'Brien. Big fan of Billio.
But with a better defense, with the Colts having a better defense,
that's trouble.
Andrew Luck playing the way he is.
Yeah. Oh, I would favor the Colts in that game. I'm
Jim Wish, watch it.
I know it's at it's in Houston, but I favor the Colts in
that game. I'll bet you the Texans are 3.5 favorite. I bet you're a three and a half point favorite. Trying to look at that one.
I mean, I'll say this. Deshaun Watson's playing out of his mind right now, Zoe. So you got three really hot quarterbacks. Baltimore hot. Colts
Texans got to be favored in that game, Ted. They have to be favored. A Colts are what, 6-1 out of the last seven?
Who scares you out of the Colts and the Texans?
Texans because of the quarterback.
Yeah.
I just think you match up better against the Colts. There's no way Colts are coming in here beating you. I think Texans will give you some issues. Their front, merciless. You know, talking with Vrabel at that Barstool party.
That's fair.
At Barstool party. We got a lot of work done.
That was one of the best parties ever. Man.
I told Portnoy that. I'm like, I've been to them all. My dad and I used to go to 12. We went to 12 Super Bowls. We've been to the Playboy parties.
That was the best. Massive.
Those are sword fights. You get the Barstool. It's open. Everybody likes everybody.
Yeah.
Portnoy comes up to me. He goes, Romo's in line outside. What should I do? I go, it's freaking Romo. I'm standing in line.
I walk out of the Barstool party. And this is we're talking about when the Texans, or excuse me, when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl against the Falcons 2 years ago, the Barstool party. We're digressing here, but I was with Max Lane, and Sam Gash.
Sam freaking Gash.
And I say, guys, we're not going to stand in this line. We got to go up to the front. We go up to the front of that line, and it's all Boston guys. Teddy, Max, come on
in. We're in.
We go in, and we're leaving, and there's Dave and Amanda Lara standing outside. There's all these guys, all these big names standing outside trying
you're
to get
in her mouth.
And we're coming out with just like, you know, these faces like the cat that ate the canary. It was a great time. Anyway, we digress, but great party.
Vrabel was there, and he told me, he goes, God dang it, we had him. We had their ass. They had a quarterback, and that's where I think it was Hosweiler that put that post route up, and if they catch it, I think Fuller was the guy to catch it. Didn't make that catch. He goes, we knew how to get the freaking Brady. We know how to get Brady off his spot. And he goes, I had the pieces up front. When you had Watt, when you had
Clowney, and Merciless.
But he's like, Merciless is the key to it. He says, our ability to run Merciless on those hug blitzes and bring him in the A-gap because they couldn't handle it. And he knew it.
That's true.
That's what scares me is because that front is the same.
Yeah, and it is the same. And you got Rack calling the D. Yeah. He knows what to do. You're right. And they call it that diamond front. Well, they'll put a really athletic guy like a Whitney Merciless over the center.
And then you got to slide protect that, though.
And so
all your checks are off. So what you're doing is when you go to that diamond front, and when you say a diamond front, you cover the guard, you cover the guard, you cover the center.
Yep.
So whatever protection is on is out the window. You make the offense change that protection because now everything switches to a slide to the weak.
Right.
So we'll get into more of this. 90 seconds, talking over your head, having fun here. Good football terminology. Sean Silver's got your Hub headline. We're loaded on the phones. Continue calling if you could get in, 617-779-0985. It is playoff time.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.